Hey, Cinderella got shut down last night. In the Women's Final Four basketball tournament, Purdue kept the amazing Jackie Stiles, the NCAA's leading scorer, man, woman, vegetable, or mineral, to just 22 points. They defeated Southwest Missouri 81-64. Purdue will face Notre Dame in an all-Indiana final on Sunday. Notre Dame defeated defending champion Connecticut 90-75 last night. This will be the first trip ever for Notre Dame to the NCAA final. Meanwhile, men play basketball, too. And today, Maryland tries to stop Duke. Michigan State goes up against Arizona. The championship game will be played on Monday. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome home.
Thanks very much. Nice to be back. Listen, how did Purdue stop Jackie Stiles?
Well, I guess that was the biggest surprise in the whole tournament, men or women, Scott. Stiles is just a wonderful player. Mm-hmm. She proved to be a human being. You know what happened was their Purdue's defense kept her to 7 for 21 from the floor. And we're talking about a 57% shooter here. So that had to be a big disappointment for Southwest Missouri. But, you know, she did leave the floor as the leading scorer in college basketball history, and that ain't all bad. So Purdue, you know, it really shouldn't be that big a surprise. They did win the tournament 2 years ago. So while we're not paying attention, they're building a little dynasty in West Lafayette, too. You know, as for that other dynasty, Connecticut, Notre Dame really did a surprising thing. I mean, here Connecticut was up by 16 points in the first half. But, Scott, if you tuned into that game late, by the time the second half was coming to an end, the Irish women were just pulling away, and Connecticut didn't seem to know what to do. So here's an all-Indiana final. What a surprise.
I guess that puts the dividing line somewhere near Muncie. Listen, let me ask a question, more than maybe one question, about the men's final. Duke, this juggernaut that seems to wash up there virtually every year, although I think we got to talk about Michigan State when we get to that, but Maryland stands a good chance against them, don't they?
Well, Scott, I've given up thinking that Maryland is overachieving. I mean, never mind those 10 losses during the regular season. Mm-hmm. This is a really solid team playing with just tremendous confidence. I mean, I thought since the beginning that Duke was going to win this thing, and I'm not going to change my mind now. But Maryland looks very tough. You know, Maryland lost to Duke in overtime during the regular season and took that loss very hard. They then went on to lose five of their next six games. And there's a funny story. After that loss against Duke, the Maryland fans were so upset that one of them told Gary Williams, as he was leaving the court, good luck in the NIT. Well, they beat Duke later in the year. Yeah. Now here they are, you know, in a much bigger tournament, not the NIT, playing Duke again. This is a real toss-up to me.
I was out of the country, but I did get back in time to see Arizona versus Illinois.
Right.
Arizona can be had, can't they?
Well, I don't know, Scott. I didn't think Arizona could stay with Illinois. Maybe the game you missed was Illinois just taking it to Kansas. They look so good.
Right, yeah. Strong.
And Arizona just took them apart. I mean, I thought they looked terrific in that game. But, you know, they're playing Michigan State, and you really have to pay attention. They're the defending champion. This is their third straight trip to the Final Four.
Right. We talk about Duke, but Michigan State has been there every year.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to give Tom Izzo a lot of credit. Remember, when you do it 3 years in a row, you're losing players. Graduation, yeah. Going to the NBA, whatever. So the fact that he's been able to keep them there three times in a row means an awful lot. I expect us to be hearing a lot of Tom Izzo to the NBA talk once this tournament is over. On the other hand, you know, Arizona is playing with this tremendous emotion. Lute Olson lost his wife, Bobby, to breast cancer during the season. If they do win the tournament, he would be the oldest coach ever to coach an NCAA champion. So I'm not sure that that's going to be such a walkover for Michigan State at all. I do think it'll be Duke and Michigan State in the final, though.
Hmm. Ron, let's put a pall over this event, finally. And who do you see as both women and men's champions?
I see Notre Dame and Duke.
Notre Dame and Duke, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that, as a matter of fact.
Oh, they're in big trouble there.
I'd say. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.